When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Variety Radio Online. Today is Monday, February 11th, 2013, and it is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Boston Jess, and I'll be your host tonight, and as always, the lovely Amy McCracken is running the switchboard. Tonight, we have a special guest who has been in the entertainment industry for 3 decades, garnering experience as an actor, television host, and producer. She has performed in over 30 commercials and has been featured in countless catalog and print ads. Some of her television credits include appearing on the Emmy Award-winning series Mad Men, starring in the Gemini Award-winning show Paradise Falls, as well as a recurring role on sci-fi's Eureka. On the big screen, she has had principal roles in Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead, Decoys 1 and 2, American Psycho 2 with Mila Kunis, and Silent But Deadly with Jason Mewes, just to name a few. The VRO is very happy to welcome Kim Poirier to our show. Did I get that right, Kim?
You certainly did, and you've got me blushing. Thank you for that intro.
Thank you so much for joining us. I hear that you are a fellow Funyun fan, so I'm excited about that.
a fellow Runyon fan? Absolutely. Yeah. I love Runyon Canyon. Oh, my goodness. There's just something about the driving there. You know, you get the dog in the car, and my boyfriend and I love to go, and you get there, and, you know, you lace up, and you do a little bit of stretching, and just the view and the running down the hill and the sweating and the going up the hill and then running uphill is always a challenge, and I love it. I love everything about it.
I'm not so inclined to be outdoors, but I find it entertaining.
No?
Yeah, well, after this last, at least after this last weekend being outdoors in the freezing cold and the snow and all that, I'm all set with being indoors for a little while.
Right. Well, I'm definitely not a fan of the cold and the slush and the,
yeah,
4 feet of snow. But when you're outside and it's sunny, that,
yeah,
there's nothing like it.
That's true. That is true. So, Kim, you're here today to talk about a film that you're producing, and there's some confusion as to, are you actually in the movie as well? I saw something about you playing the role of Allison. Is that still happening?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's definitely happening.
I'm really excited about this because I am a zombie fan. I'm a big
are
zombie
you?
Fan. Yes, I am. I'm a big zombie fan. I'm a big horror fan in general. I am liking the upswing of zombie movies, and so your film is called 100 Days of Death, correct?
That's correct.
Yes. So, and that's based actually off of a novel. It's actually going to be a trilogy, or it's not already. I believe it's a trilogy. Yes.
Yeah, it's based on a novel called 100 Days of Death, written by Ray Allingson, and it is a trilogy.
Yes, okay. And I think they were talking about doing a graphic novel. I was trying to do some really quick research on it. Looks like they started doing something for graphic novel of it also.
Yeah, we're actually doing a Kickstarter campaign for it. I've known Tommy Castillo for a few years now. He's pretty famous in the comic book world. And we connected at a Comic-Con convention kind of thing, and we stayed in touch. And when we were doing this project and we talked about doing a graphic novel for it, I was like, hey, you know, we should reach out to Tom Castillo. And I showed Ray Allingson his work, and he's like, oh, my God, he's great. So I reached out to Tommy, and he read the novel, and he's like, yeah, guys, I'm in. So we're doing a Kickstarter campaign for the graphic novel, which is going to be released in, we're hoping, in about a day or two. We've submitted all our information, and we're just waiting for Kickstarter to get back to us on the approval.
Very cool. I hope you'll keep us updated.
Yes,
with the Kickstarter link so that we can spread the word on our end. We love supporting people on Indiegogo or on Kickstarter, anything that will help people get independently mobile and on projects that they want to do, especially stuff that involves zombies.
You're right.
Yeah. So I was actually perusing the Facebook page for your movie and found it quite amusing. There was a couple of things that I laughed out loud about on, and I was like, "Oh, I love this! I love this!" Obviously, you've been in several horror movies. One of them being Dawn of the Dead. What draws you to zombies? Like, why did you decide that you wanted to produce this film?
There's something about the journey and the survival that and how people band together in a time of crises that inspires me. They're obviously entertaining to watch. Like, I have a few different perspectives when it comes to zombies. Like, as a viewer, they're highly entertaining. As somebody who's worked with them on set, you know, I love all the special effects makeup and all the care that goes into zombies. Like, some of the zombies can take, like, you know, 4 hours to go through all the makeup because of all the heavy prosthetic work that's done. And as a producer, I mean, there's just, it's becoming a genre in and of itself. So I was excited to be a part of the project and not only the film, but the franchise, you know, to release the novel, the film, the graphic novel, and we're also going to be doing a video game and a phone app for it.
Ooh, I'm going to have to get involved in that.
I will keep you posted.
And speaking of the prosthetic, I love the special effects side of that as well, and I know that you were doing that. You're hosting kind of a behind the scenes in Hollywood project. That's I don't think it's aired yet. Has it aired yet?
The hosting behind the scenes. I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Oh, I might have got my research all mixed up. I thought there was something Hollywood behind the scenes that you were going to be hosting.
Oh, Hollywood's Insider Secrets?
Yes.
Okay, so that's different. Hollywood's Insider Secrets is a 4-part instructional makeup series that we did. So one of them is going to be for zombies, horror makeup, and special effects. Another one is Hollywood glam makeup. Another one is kids' face painting. And then the upsell DVD is construct kits for under $100. So when you're looking for, you know, creating your horror kit or your Hollywood kit or your kids' face painting kit, you know, a lot of the times you may go shopping, you know, to Mac or Smashbox, and you end up spending a lot of money. So you're getting all the inside tricks to create your whole kit for under $100.
Nice. And now, when is that going to air? Has it aired already or no?
Not yet. We're actually doing the post on it right now. We're just doing the final editing touches and, you know, queuing up all the music. We're delivering it to our distributor at the end of this week, actually, and it should start airing. We should have a release in probably early April. It's a quick turnaround.
I'm thinking we need to have a Variety Radio zombie off. We're going to have to take a look at those episodes and put together our kits and possibly post some pictures of us all zombified.
Yes. You absolutely do.
That would be fun. That would be fun. Speaking of being zombified, you have a picture of course, your beautiful face. And then next to it is your zombie face. That is a trip.
Yes. So funny you should mention that, because that's actually how Hollywood's Insider Secrets came to be. Ray Ellington has done, my partner and my boyfriend, he's done like 30-plus instructional DVDs. He's a fourth-degree black belt. He worked with the L.A. County Sheriff's. He's done instructional DVDs on gun tactics, knife tactics, a Skills for Actors series, because a lot of actors, like, they'll get an audition, and they're like, yeah, I know how to sword fight. And all of a sudden, the next day, they need to go and do that. So it's like a series of DVDs for actors, like last-minute sort of things that you can do to learn how to handle guns or swords or do a handstand. So anyways, having done 30-plus of those, he wanted to do another one. And he's like, I want to do one, but I don't want to do another martial arts one. So fast forward to, it's Halloween. One of the writers that we work with, Bonnie Hallman, she's like, I was thinking of doing like a zombie piece, but like I'd work with Christina and we would do a written up blog about how to do a zombie application. And I was like, well, why don't we shoot it? You know, I'll just ask Ray to shoot it, and, you know, she can do me up as a zombie. And she was like, okay. So, you know, we're at Ray's house and we're doing me up as a zombie, and then we're talking to Christina Rodriguez afterwards, who's a makeup artist. She's like, you know, I get asked all the time for tips. And she's like, no, you need to come to one of my seminars. And then amidst the conversation, Ray and I looked at each other and we were like, there's our next instructional DVD.
Nice.
So we put the series together, and then I think literally 2.5 weeks later, we had found the funding and we were on set shooting.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, that's amazing, and I can't wait to see that, and congratulations for that, actually. But I want to know a little bit more about 100 Days of Death. I have not had an opportunity to read the books, so I'm coming to this fresh, but I'm loving the title of it, and of course it is zombie-related, so can you let everybody know a little bit about the film itself?
It's about a man's journey as he battles through a zombie-infested post-apocalyptic world. But, I mean, the thing that I really related to is it's got a lot of heart to it. It's not like, you know, I love the blood, the guts, the gore, but it's not just that. There really is a heart element, which appealed to me as a woman. And the cool thing about our hero is that he's not your typical hero. He's got the skills, he's got the training, but, you know, he's more I wouldn't call him an anti-hero, but he's a reluctant hero that doesn't want the responsibility. He doesn't want this surrogate family that's all of a sudden showed up at his door. But in the process of taking responsibility and breaking through that comfort zone, he ends up finding his humanity in the process.
Interesting. It sounds really good. I think I'm going to have to pick up those books. I'll probably finish them within, like, a week. So I'm looking forward to that. And I will have to pick that up as soon as I can get off the phone and download that on my little Kindle. It's interesting, the influx of all of these zombie movies and the as you said, franchise of it. We have The Walking Dead. We just received word that we're going to get a fourth season of The Walking Dead. I think Warm Bodies just came out. There was that whole revival of the Romero movies, the Dawn of the Dead and Day of the Dead and all those. And of course, there's the 28 Days and the Umbrella Corporation. What's that one? Resident Evil.
Right.
As a producer and as an actor that's going to be in the film, are you finding yourself kind of distancing yourself from a lot of that exposure to those types of zombie movies so that you can have like a fresh perspective on this film, or do you just like OD on zombies and then just take it from there?
No, I mean, I think as a producer, it's smart to know what's out there and to inform yourself on the genre and what other people are doing. I think that's important research to do. So, no, I wouldn't say I'm distancing myself in any which way.
Mm-hmm.
I like how they're evolving, you know, because they started off just as, like, slow zombies. And then, you know, there was fast zombies. And then now, like, Warm Bodies, you know, they're starting to connect with humans. And there is, I mean, I don't want to give too much of 100 Days away, but there is an aspect of evolution in the novel. So I really enjoy how there is an evolution to the whole zombie lore that's happening right now, which is great.
Yes. Okay. Every little tidbit that you give me, gets me more excited about these books. So I'm getting little snippets here and there. I'm starting to read between the lines. I'm like, all right, I got to pick up this book. What's your timeline for? What's your scheduling for this film? When do you expect it to be released?
Well, the book, we're going to do an official release for the book. It's going to be available in April. Our Kickstarter campaign, we're releasing that this week. We should have the graphic novels out by July. In terms of the film, Ray Ellingson is almost done the film script. He's got about 10 or 15 pages more to go, and then he'll probably do a rewrite on that just to tighten it up. I think, you know, all film scripts, you know, you go through a rewriting process. So, and then we'll probably look for funding. So we're hoping to shoot the film sometime later on this year.
Okay.
That's the plan right now. So then that'll probably, and then when we go through all the editing and the post, it'll probably be released early next year or at the end of this year.
Okay. And, of course, I'm assuming that you're going to keep us in the know on what steps you're at so that we can make sure that we get the word out there and, you know, make sure that people are going to the Kickstarter page. Your Facebook page, it is Facebook/100 Days of Death, yes?
Correct.
Okay. And I would suggest that anybody who has not checked out that Facebook page, you might want to like that. It's pretty amusing. I love all the different memes that you have on there and just a little tidbits of amusing zombie stuff and other things that I find very amusing on there. It's just very entertaining to go on there and see. And are you posting updates in regards to what's happening with the books and the films and all that on Facebook as well?
Hang on, I think I've... Hello?
Hello?
Hi, sorry, my Bluetooth just died on me, so if you could repeat that last question.
Oh, I was going to say, are you updating people on Facebook regarding the different stages that you're at with the film and the graphic novel and the books and all that?
Yes, absolutely. Either Facebook or on Twitter. On Twitter, we're at 100 Days of Death. And we'll absolutely keep everybody posted.
Is it all one word, 100 Days of Death?
Yes.
Or there's spaces? Okay.
Nope, it's 100 Days of Death.
Okay, great. Kim, thank you so much for joining us. I have one more question for you before I let you go.
Sure.
I don't want to keep you too long.
Absolutely.
Since we're talking about zombies, we have all asked each other this. We all have a post, or I don't know if Amy's taken it down, but we did have a question that we used to ask everybody, which was, in the event of a zombie apocalypse, who would you want to watch your ass?
Ray Ellingson.
Fair enough. I mean, we already know Amy's not on my top list. Amy seems to be a flat lever. She, at the first sign of danger, she will just take off, and it's all Amy. So we have picked some other people other than our other hosts. It's definitely, we've gotten some very interesting answers. Some people have said Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know why. I sort of know why. But there have been some very interesting answers, but yours definitely makes some sense.
He's fully prepared. Like, he has food supplies, he has the ammo, he's got the guns, like, he's got everything. Like, he is so ready for the apocalypse.
You know, I kind of got a little freaked out, I have to say, before I let you go. I got a little freaked out when the whole bath salt thing started rising, coming about, and there were all these weird stories about, they're horrible, unfortunate stories, and I'm not making fun of them in any way, shape, or form. But as soon as I heard them, I was like, oh, my God, the zombies are coming. Like, it started. Like, I need to find a gun because this is a problem. But, it's funny because it's really not, especially with this whole bath salt situation happening, it's really not outside the realm of possibility. It's like we always thought it was like sci-fi. You know, sci-fi horror, but it's really strange when it comes really close to being true. So I totally get that. I'm ready for a bunker. I'm ready to get some ammunition and, start training.
Well, the likelihood of, like, some sort of human epidemic, like, sweeping across the planet and it affecting the brain and causing people to go a little cuckoo, you know, is highly possible. You know, I think zombies is sort of like the heightened reality of what that would be like, but something like that could happen. Like, there is a very real possibility.
Yes, and we've started to see that already, too, which is very scary.
So on that morbid note, I'm going to let you go.
I'm going to go hunker down and get a gun.
Yeah, I'm going to go hunker down and get a gun. First, I'm going to get some dinner. But thank you so much, Kim, for joining us. Again, everybody, keep your ears and eyes open for 100 Days of Death. Go visit the Facebook page. Go visit the Twitter. Twitter is at 100 Days of Death. The Facebook is facebook.com/100 Days of Death. And, of course, you can always tune into the VRO, and we will be giving updates as well. As long as we're getting them, we will be giving them. Thanks a lot, Kim, and have a wonderful, wonderful launch for the graphic novel and the Kickstarter.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense, like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you love a sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.